Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Question Reality. I'm Priscilla Leona, producer and host of this show, and we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. For 10 years, we have been ranked the number one entertainment career advice internet radio show, and this show is for you. If you're currently pursuing or dreaming about a career in the entertainment industry, our guests will help you by providing tips, advice, and resource information on how and what it takes to successfully pursue a career in a wide variety of show business professions. Now, guests on this show include Emmy winners, Grammy winners, Tony Award winners, reality TV stars, film and music producers, film, television, and theater directors, casting directors, talent managers, screenwriters, actors, singers, songwriters, comedians, script supervisors, stunt people, and we throw in an entertainment attorney around the end of the year because hopefully you'll get to that point where you can afford an entertainment attorney. So we have to throw one in. Now, if you missed any of our shows, please go to our archive page on the latalkradio.com website and search for the title of this show, which is Question Reality, or you can search by my name, Priscilla Leona. And all of the Question Reality shows are also available on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher.com under the podcast section. And please make sure that you get our free mobile app, which is on the homepage of the latalkradio.com website, and it's located on the right-hand side towards the bottom of the page. And finally, if you want to be a guest or refer someone to be on this show to promote and showcase themselves, their products, and just genuinely help listeners with career advice, we are currently booking guests for the new year, 2019. So please go to our official website, which is questionrealityradioshow.com, not latalkradio.com. questionrealityradioshow.com, and click on the contact link to submit for interview consideration. Everyone wants to be considered for something. Now, today, as you know, if you have been listening to me for 10 years, you know how obsessed I am with the 80s, do you not? You know, I am still stuck in the 80s. I have the 80s mentality, love my 70s and 80s music. Actually, I like all music prior to 1990. So from the 20s to 1990, yes, but pretty much I'm locked in the 80s. And I was so excited when I found out that I had an opportunity to book this guest today because he is all about the 70s and 80s. Let me tell you, I am thrilled and over the moon. His name is Aaron Hart, and ladies, he is a hottie. He is a sizzling, sexy little mucalana chocolata with a peppermint stick. He is gorge, I tell you. He's a gorgeous little guy, young guy, should I say. That little guy, young guy, let's put it young guy, and I want to emphasize that because if people hear 80s music, so a lot of the millennials and the Gen Zs are like, oh, he must be like 90. They don't even know. They weren't even born in the 80s, so, you know, everybody's ancient to them. But this is a young guy. His name is Aaron Hart, and he has a band called Love Stallion. And boy, have I been getting some text and emails when we sent out an email blast announcing that he was going to be coming on the show. And of course, they thought that he was a porn king. And they're like, Priscilla, are you having an adult film porn star on the show today? I'm like, well, you people you sickos. He is a he is promoting his latest album the album is called Unforgettable Ride. Love Stallion is a band. It's a band name. It is a band of young men that are inspired by the big rock sounds of the 70s and 80s, and they are storming the music scene with, are you ready for this? Original music. How lucky are we? The fanatics and people obsessed with music from the 70s and 80s to have a band that's writing music that's new and original with the authentic sound, the vocalization, the instrumentation. I swear to God, I was listening to the album. It took me an hour because I could not decide which songs to play, because I played one, I'm like, yes, and then I'm like, woo, and then I'm like, oh, where's my stilettos? Woo, get my stilettos. I gotta get out and do a little dance. But the music is so, I'm telling you, I cannot, that I am very picky about my music in the 80s, because you know, I like this, I don't know what happened with that band in the 80s. They are fabulous. I am just telling you, you are going to die when you hear these two songs today. Okay, so anyway, that's what I was saying. They're storming the music scene with original music in the 70s and 80s vocal and instrumental style. Now, they have slow songs and they've got hard rock songs, and I'm telling you, it's going to get your heart racing. Your hair is going to be flinging all over the place. Remember how we got to fling our hair? I don't know. I had like a whole can of Aquanet in mine, so I didn't fling, but you know, there was flinging going on. And then you got these crazy thoughts that are coming back with the good old mullet for the men. And then the ladies, you're going to want to break out your stilettos because, you know, you're going to hear the fast songs. And then flames are going to be coming off the heels on the dance floor. So this band is hot. It has powerful riffs. They have memorable hooks, and what is most important is that they really capture the musical nostalgia of our 80s glory days. Yes! And as I said, I'm going to be playing two of their songs, one around 5:30, and then the other one around, this is Pacific time, one around 5:30, and then we're closing out the show with the second one at 4:45, and that'll close the show out. And ladies, get your Kleenex, because the one at 5:30, I listened to it like four times, and it was, I had to get the Kleenex, because it brought back the high school crush memories. I'm like, oh no, what happened to, I can't say his name on the radio, but oh, I remember this, because you know how hot I was back in the day. You know, I had to beat those bitches off with a baseball bat. Those men, boys, I swear, if there was testosterone within 5 feet of me, I had to carry a weapon. It just was crazy. You just know. But anyway, I just had so much fun being a youngster, and it was a fabulous time. And I'm so happy that this band, Love Stallion, is bringing back music, because we pretty much have heard everything, right? We've heard all the great songs from the 80s, from the great bands. And now we got a new band. So I'm so excited. So without further ado, let's find out who I've been raving about for like 20 hours now. Welcome to the show, Aaron Hart.
Thanks, Priscilla. Thanks for having me.
Oh my God, listen to his cute little voice. So you obviously know, ladies, that this is a young hottie. Listen to this voice. So we don't have any old 80s has-been trying to, you know, relive the glory days with the 80s music. This is a, you know, a young freshie. Wow. So I have so many questions for you, Aaron. But first of all, just to fend off these little psychos that were sending me emails and texts, because, you know, we have like hundreds of thousands of followers on Twitter, between Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. And the name of your band, first first of all, let's get this out of the way. The name of the band, this is, to me, this is such a typical 70s or 80s band name. You know, how did you come to name your band Love Stallion? Because let's be honest, Aaron, it is a little porno-esque, but I love it. I can dig me some porno-esque shit. So go ahead.
Yeah, you talked about my imminent future in the intro of.
Hey, we gotta all make money to pay the bills, right?
Yeah.
All right. So how'd you come up with that name?
Well, good question. So my last name is Hart. So I've always kind of carried the heart symbol my whole life, but. Yeah, eventually everyone figured it out. My friends figured it out. It's just another way to say sex horse.
Oh! Sex horse! I'm loving it. Okay, sex horse it is. I already am all on board. All right, no pun intended. Okay, so are you the lead vocalist and songwriter of the band?
I am. Yeah, I'm the lead singer, and then Rob, the guitarist, and I wrote all the material, and we are currently working on the next stuff. So,
well, now let's not go too far. You're already ending the show. I'm going to hang up now because you told me everything. Believe me, I am very methodical and detail oriented. I have crafted questions, Aaron, that is going to take us on a journey that starts from the beginning and it's going to apex at the end. Let me ask the questions and tell us the story. Okay, what are the names of your band members and the instruments they play? Let's get that in there.
So we got Tay Hamilton. He is on lead guitar and backing vocals, and Joe Sego is on bass, also backing vocals, and then Ryan Elwood is on drums, holding it down.
Locking those drumsticks down. All right, so I understand that Love Stallion began as an experiment, sort of a spur of the moment co-write of the song Big Rock Radio by you and someone named, now I don't understand this, you have to explain this, by you and someone called Creighton Huntley, and then it said AKA Rob McLenmore. So, and you guys did it outside of a concert hall in the fall of 2013. So, is that correct? And if so, tell us why that was a spur of the moment co-write. And why is Creighton Huntley, AKA Rob McLenmore? So get that all in there for me, Aaron.
Yeah, totally. So, Rob is his given name. Creighton Huntley is his stage name. But Rob and I go way, way back, been buds for years, played in projects together. And we were actually at a Muse show. And I think our 5 year, yeah, 5 years is tomorrow. But we were at this Muse show and just kind of started to talk about, we'd had a couple projects taper off and not feeling inspired, just playing modern and pop stuff, rock around town. So we just started talking about what would our dream band look like. And we've always just kind of had a good synergy in our influences and what we like. And so we started talking about what would our dream band look like. And we kept coming back to our influences like Leopard and Kiss and Van Halen and just big stadium rock and the crazy performances. And Muse, of course, that night was putting on a killer show, lights and choreography and that sort of thing. But we wanted to bring back that big rock from, like you said, the 70s and 80s that people really aren't doing anymore. And a lot of people, like you said, millennials haven't necessarily been exposed to it. Maybe they know the hits, but they've never gone to see a Kiss show or a Scorpion show or a Motley Crue show. So so we were out. We actually went outside to the beer garden, and we had kind of started using the word big, you know, the term big rock, which David Lee Roth and some others threw around back in the day, and came up with this kind of concept of the whole thing called Big Rock Radio. So Rob and I just right there, we pulled out our phones and we had some instant ideas about what a song like that would be like, and another song or single slow release, and just started singing into our phone all these ideas. So yeah, I guess it's been 5 years since then. Rob and I then spent the next year and a half writing and then getting out performing around Denver. And unfortunately, he took a, just very recently, took a step back from performing live just with some things going on. But our buddy Tay Hamilton has stepped in to hold it down on the lead guitar.
Locking it down on lead guitar. All right. So I assume you're based out of Denver, Colorado, right?
Yep.
Okay. All right. So as I said, your band is probably the only band that I've heard since the end of the 70s and 80s bands that actually sound genuine and definitely authentic. And I don't know how, with you guys being so young, it is beyond me how you have that true 80s vocal ability and that 80s instrumentation, which is really, in my opinion, so precise. I mean, I am, as you figured it out, and I've said, I am hardcore 70s and 80s music aficionado. Now, I have been told, I do not, I am not a musician. I do not play an instrument. I'm not a vocalist. Albert's my husband. Albert says I sing in the devil's tritone, whatever the hell that means. I don't know. So that's just telling you how bad it is. However, Aaron, check it out. I have been told by musicians who have perfect pitch that I have an excellent ear in my ability to hear the slightest flat note by an instrument or a vocalist. And they are baffled. They are baffled by it. And so I have that ability, and it, I have heard so many 70s and 80s bands, and I just immediately, it annoys me, because when you have that ability, you know, you can imagine how when they don't sound authentic and genuine, it gives you that little slight annoyance, like, and you just get, get aggravated, or at least I do. So I am baffled that your band can precisely execute the authentic sounds of the 70s and 80s music, because you guys are so young and probably weren't even born when, you know, the 70s or 80s music was out. So my question is, how did you achieve such an authentic sound? Was it just listening and watching music videos from the 70s and 80s? I mean, how did you get that authentic sound vocally and instrument-wise?
Good question. Yeah, certainly a lot of listening and watching, and you know, Rob grew up in LA and just loved Eddie Van Halen and Pete Townsend, and really made a point to study every single thing about that era. And so he, you know, it's been years and years and years for him to build his rig and his tone and feel, and so yeah, it's still a mystery to me. He's an incredibly talented musical genius, and that I got to partner with him. And, you know, of course, I dove into the history myself and always grew up, you know, from a very young age, loving the greats. Queen and Van Halen were some of my favorites. But I worked with Dr. Scott Martin here in Colorado. He's a been around for decades and working with a lot of the greats, including some of the big 70s, 80s stars. And yeah, you know, certainly had a dream to do it, and it's something you need to absorb, but something you need to really work on and practice and expose yourself to people who were around back then. So
it's hard. I mean, think about it. Think how hard it would be if you wanted to decide one day to be a celebrity impressionist, and you have to do voices like Ronald Reagan or John Wayne, or you know, you would have to listen to to them how many times to duplicate that cadence and tempo and rhythm that of their voices, let alone, you know, the style of singing in the 70s and 80s style. So I'm completely mesmerized by how you're able to do that. So I understand that, as you said, you were inspired by David Lee Roth and Freddie Mercury and bands like Van Halen, Kiss, Def Leppard, Scorpions, one of my favorite. And you enlisted the help, as you said, of the industry legends. You said you already mentioned Dr. Scott Martin, but you I believe that you also work with Kate Emmerich, and that you and Creighton Huntley played your first show in 2015 at the Walnut Room in Denver. I love that. The Walnut Room. I like it. I think I need to have a wing of my house called the Walnut Room in Denver too. And you started out with a small crowd of friends. So my question is, first, how long had it taken you to write the original songs that you performed that night? How many was it? You know, how long did it take you? When I say write the songs, that's with, of course, writing and the instrumentation. And then what were your memories, or what are your memories of that first night?
So, yeah, good question. We spent a solid year and a half writing the catalog that we played that night, which was probably 7 of the 9 tracks that are on the record, and then a couple others that kind of got tabled. So we spent, gosh, an immense amount of time on the writing, and because we really wanted to get that right feel and not be just a reboot as well, and have it be our own personalized take of it all. So we spent a good year and a half on that, and, you know, of course, once the writing was done, then the arranging. And I remember when we got up for our first show, we were incredibly nervous, because just working with Dr. Scott and then Kate, my vocal range had come up almost an octave, and so kind of scared to sing so many high songs in one set. And we'd all performed before, but it kind of felt like there was some energy in the air. And, you know, we just remember, of course, things going wrong here and there, and it was almost like a renewed nerves, because we've all been performing for years, but sharing this new experiment with people who didn't necessarily know what to do with it was kind of nerve-wracking. But, at that point, it wasn't this big glitz and glam show. It was, we all just wore white, and it was kind of similar to what Queen did when they started. They just wore black, then wore white, and then they, you know, took them a couple years to really put their show together. So we look back on that, kind of laugh at how nervous we were, and how simple it was, but also the incredible response we got from the crowd, kind of no one knowing what to expect, and then everyone kind of lighting up and crowding the stage when we played that night.
Well, I am so glad you're converting these damn millennials and Gen Z or Y, I'm not sure what the hell, into some good music. So apparently I understand that as your fan base grew, what did you do, Aaron? What did you guys do? So apparently, so did the flash and flare of your live shows, because your band became recognized for what's great, high energy, and your flamboyant wardrobes, I guess you started to incorporate. There were sequins have come out, and spandex and leather. But what I'm most interested in, and you have to explain this, what the hell are your signature sexy disco legs? What the hell is that? What is that? What is going on there, Aaron? What is sexy disco legs?
It's the next generation disco ball.
Oh, what is it? Are you talking about like your legs? Your personal legs are so sexy, they're called sexy disco legs? Or are you talking about it's a prop? I mean, what is this?
Well, it's both, but yeah, so we have, when we play a show, we have these, they're about, they're legs pose, kind of one knee up, and they're about 4 or 5 feet tall, mannequin legs, and they're totally covered in mirror tiles, just like a disco ball. Oh. So we have our crew kind of hoist them up real high. They're on motors. They spin around. We put a bunch of lights on them, and it's not just your symmetrical disco ball refraction. It's just this crazy scattered light that's going on the whole time.
Oh, my. Now, see, that is a really good – you're making me envision an album cover with those legs on it. I want to see those. Can you send me a picture of those? I really want to see that. Like, I will continuously promote your show, and the next thing I want that picture to be sexy disco legs. Oh my gosh, now that I think about it, that would have been a great name for a band, Sexy Disco Legs. It's like the it's almost as good as Panic at the Disco. That's a great name for a band. You know that band, Panic at the Disco?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Sexy Disco Legs. So if you have to leave Love Stallion behind, or there's too many people wanting to hire you for porno films, then you're going to have to change your name, and you're going to go, Priscilla told me Sexy Disco Legs. That's going to make people go, what? 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 So there you go. Now, okay, so we got 2 minutes. I want to keep on track. Okay, so we're going to play the first of two songs that, as I told you before the show started, I had the worst time trying to figure out what my second song was going to be. I literally listened to your album for like an hour. There, every single song was on bleak, as the young kids say, and that means on point. It was happening. It's hip. It's like, that was it. Okay, so one, I finally decided on the one that, of course, I'm gonna go for that slow 80s song. But when I heard this, I'm serious, I had some tears. There were tears coming out of my little tear ducts, and I had to do the Kleenex wipe. Can you tell me what song you think it is that I decided on as the slow song? And of course, we're going to play the fast song to close the show out. What song do you think I chose? I think you already know.
Got it. Gotta be Valentine.
Valentine! Oh my gosh. Okay. So, love that song. First of all, every song from this album is going on my playlist. When these people check you out, so I'm assuming that every one of these songs are on iTunes. Is that where can we buy them? Obviously iTunes, right?
Yeah, we're pretty much everywhere, and you can get the physical record at our website, lovestallionrocks.com.
Yeah. So I am going to, even though I have every one of those songs that, of course, Michael Stover, your manager, publicist? What role does he play?
he's kind of a jack of all trades.
He does it all.
Trades.
Okay, so Michael sent over, of course, I have every one of them, but I don't believe in, you know, I am not about just having it and do it. So I'm going to go on iTunes and I'm going to buy every one of them. So you're going to get your $1.29, son. You will get. So I'm going to iTunes and I'm going to put every one of them on my playlist. So yay. Okay, so yay. This Valentine, just real quick before we play it, can you give me the inspiration behind the song? What is the song about? You know, every song, when someone listens to it, it has a personal, private meaning for them, or it evokes memories of a time period or a person, place, thing, etc. So we want to hear from the artist who wrote the song. What is this song about to you? Why did you write it? What was the inspiration?
Yeah, so this was... years ago, I hung out with this girl. It was Valentine's Night Eve, and she, actress, moving away to pursue her dreams. And it's very much that, like you said, kind of that high school tears, but that kind of fantasy, what if sort of thing. And I originally actually wrote it on the piano, and it has this kind of a real thick, nostalgic vibe to it. So, yeah, very much around the Valentine's Day theme, too.
Mm. So what happened to this girl? Was she a keeper? Did she come on out here, and then she was walking Sunset Boulevard by the next day? and had to head home. Oh, God, I hope she's not your wife or girlfriend right now. Oh, my God.
No, she's off doing her thing.
Okay, good. All right. Woo! I didn't want to have to have my hair ripped out. All right. Okay, so without further ado, let's listen to this song. I think it is so beautiful. This is what you're going to get when this is a taste of the slow songs. And when you go to iTunes and check out his album, which, by the way, is called, let you say it, Unforgettable Ride. Unforgettable Ride. What is it with horses? I don't know. Okay, we'll get to that. Okay, so this is a slow version. This is by Aaron Hart of the band Love Stallion from their album entitled Unforgettable Ride. This is my personal favorite, Valentine.
Time.
writing that song. Oh my gosh. So I loved all your songs, but this is definite a home run for me. And seriously, if this were the 80s, your band right now with this album would be just as huge as any of the bands of that time period. I mean, seriously, you would be right up there with
wow.
And Van Halen. I mean, this is authentic shit. I'm telling you, this is really like, this is the shizzle, man. So speaking of which, I'm just so thrilled, Aaron, that you are bringing this musical genre back. And honestly, these are comparable, authentic songs. And if it were up to me, I would bring 70s and 80s music back as a contemporary style forever. But alas, Aaron, time just keeps ticking into the future. So my question to you becomes one of a serious interest to me. What is the goal or the most that you think that you can achieve with this musical genre from the past? Can we bring sexy back, so to speak?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think, you know, so many people grew up with this music and love it, or their parents listen to it and they still grew up with it, even though it's not what's on the radio right now. And it really is, like you said, it's a timeless genre, and people are so still so excited about it. So we definitely plan to make this definitely a long game, you know, hopefully put out a record every 2 years, get on tour. You know, our goal from the get-go is to play the big stadiums and the arenas and put up a bunch of sexy disco legs all over the ceiling.
Disco get people, legs! Yes.
Get people wearing spandex again and leather and all that
oh
stuff.
Oh my God. Woo! I don't know. I've hung up my cat suit. It's got mothballs on it now, but I used to wear the sexy cat suit. But yeah, hey, bring sexy back, and we can introduce it to the millennials, is it Gen Z or Gen Y? You know what I'm talking about. But yeah, for sure, we got to do that. Now, Love Stallion, your first video single for Slow Release, which is a song we're about to play, it was released a couple months ago from your album, Unforgettable Ride. And I understand that it was produced by Steve Avitus, who I read was associated with Tony Bennett and one of my absolute favorite boy bands, NSYNC. Oh my gosh, now I love NSYNC. That's about the only band from the 90s that I like. And so first of all, how was he, Steve Avitus, associated with Tony Bennett and NSYNC? And what kind of feedback are you getting from the music video?
Great feedback. Yes, Steve is actually been friends long time with Dr. Scott, and that's how we got in touch with him. So he took a huge interest in the record and the us and in the style, and really kind of took some ownership with the project, because of course this sort of thing doesn't come along too often. So he became like family, really made everything super, super polished, true to the era with mixing and all that sort of thing. And Slow Release, the music video, was just super fun, just kind of hamming it up and putting
got
on that 80s filter on the camera. And
got the sexy disco legs in there that I can see.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
See, this is your thing. You got to focus on those sexy disco legs. So was Steve Avitus, did he produce the Tony Bennett music video, or the NSYNC video, or the album? How was he associated with NSYNC and Tony Bennett?
Oh, he produced records for them. So he was our studio producer, and Dr. Scott Doc, he worked with NSYNC as well. And so we're just super grateful that just through friends, we got connected into such a, really a cool crowd that's been an integral part of history, music history here in Colorado.
very high caliber. So what is on the agenda for next year? What's going on? Are you, well, first of all, are you coming to LA? You got to perform at the Viper Room or the Whiskey Go-Go. Come on. You better book some gigs out here so we can come see you. Are you coming to LA?
Absolutely. Viper Room's on the list. So is the Mint. We are hoping to, we're right now trying to work on a couple music videos to release in the next 6 months and then get out on tour next year. So LA is definitely one of the top spots that we're planning to come out to.
Well, you better come back on the show before you come to LA so we can promote. And then I have a huge a group of people that I will bring to your show and we'll be screaming sexy disco legs. Well, oh my gosh. So for sure. So you promise that you're going to come back, right? I mean, come back.
You promise. Never been here.
You promise you're going to come out. You're going to come back on the show before you come out here, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I love LA. I have a ton of friends out there, go out there a lot. And, I actually played the Whiskey way, way, way back with a friend in his band. So I'm excited to be back and playing.
Oh my gosh. All right. I'm going to count on you. All right, everybody, we're getting ready to play the last song. We're going to close the show out with the last song, but I want you to go to his website, Aaron's website. It's lovestallionrocks.com. Also, he's on Facebook, Love Stallion, Twitter, Love Stallion. Go to YouTube and check out, I guess you can type Love Stallion or Aaron Hart. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. And, also, most importantly, go to iTunes and listen to these songs. I guarantee you're probably going to end up buying every single one of them, just like I am about to when I get off of this interview. But I want to thank you so much, Aaron, for coming on the show. Thank you for bringing our music back. And when I mean our, I'm talking about everybody who loves the 70s and 80s music. Oh, my gosh. You have given me hope. If Michael Bublé can bring back music from the 40s, 50s, come on, you can bring back 80s music, right? Keep doing what you're doing for sure. And also, I am going to friend you. I'll send me your personal PM me because I'm going to hook you up with an 8-time Grammy winning producer, and we'll talk about that. So text me, and I'm going to forward your stuff to him. And he produced for Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey, Aretha Franklin. So PM me and get the information from Michael, and then we'll talk, and I'm going to forward your stuff to him. Anyway, we're going to close this song. We're going to close the show out with this song. This is Slow Release, the title song promoting the album. Aaron Hart, Love Stallion, Unforgettable Ride. Thank you, Aaron. Say goodbye to your fans.
Thank you so much, Priscilla. See everyone. We'll see you on the road.
All right, sweetie. Slow Release from the Love Stallion. Bye, Aaron.
Bye-bye.
Look.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.